This is Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health, your home for common sense, science-based healthcare. Here's your host, Dr. TJ Williams.
And welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Dr. TJ. With me, as always, is Aaron.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
We have a very dirty show today. Today we're going to be talking about toxic waste and like just chemicals and junk that humans are exposed to and end up in our bodies and create all kinds of problems for ourselves. We have been, we've gotten quite a few emails. I wouldn't say completely inundated. We get inundated by comments, but we've gotten several emails from people just saying, hey, you know, what about this? You know, what about toxins? What about toxins? What about toxins?
And right. So, do I need to detox?
So yeah.
Like that's often like, you know, or how do you suggest to safely detox? Or people that come, that contact us and ask other questions and they're like, but I'm on this detox and, you know, it's supposed to be clearing up all of these, you know, toxins. And so just kind of want to talk about why toxins are a problem and then kind of what you can do to help if you do have toxins in your body.
And you do.
And there are good ways and bad ways to deal with it.
Right, exactly. So,
yeah, basically a toxic waste dump. Your body could be a toxic waste dump.
Pretty much. the numbers are staggering as far as like what's out there and what we're exposed to every single year. You know, we run lots of toxic tests on people. We run toxic metal screens. We run, you know, toxic chemicals, all kinds of stuff. And people are always amazed when their results come back and they find out that their body is full of mercury. And they're like, where am I getting exposed to mercury? And there, the statistics indicate that there are 6 million pounds of mercury released into the atmosphere every single year. And 2.5 billion pounds of other toxic chemicals. So when we roll everything together, we're at almost 3 billion pounds of toxic metals, or toxins rather.
Toxic chemicals.
That are exposed every single year. And we've had, since the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, there have been 80,000 over, it's actually over 80,000, toxic chemicals that have been approved and used, and some of them approved, some of them not approved, but they've been used, and no one has really done any kind of testing on the long-term impact that this stuff has on someone's health.
Right. If there's any testing at all, it's done short-term, right? Because
and
they want to be able to use it.
Not only is it done short-term, but it's done in small amounts.
Right.
Because they're like, well, it's just a small amount that you're exposed to.
And it's not, yeah.
So it's okay by its, you know, in small amounts. Well, that's right. Pick a toxic chemical and you're probably fine if you're exposed to that in small amounts. Your body has built-in detoxification
yes.
pathways that it can get rid of this stuff. However, when you're hit with the fact that there are 2.5 billion pounds every single year of toxic chemicals released into the atmosphere, now we have a problem.
Right. And they test, you know, they'll test one chemical at a time, right? They don't test it in conjunction with all of the others that you might be exposed to. And, you know, what you said was right. I mean, we do have, you know, these detoxification pathways. We've got the ability in our body to detox. I mean, right? We were made that way.
Provided your genetics are allowing for them to detox.
Right. So there are things that can definitely, yeah, impact that. But say you have a, you know, an optimally functioning body. You are supposed to be able to detox, but we have really pushed that way past the limit.
Right.
You know, we were never supposed to be exposed to the amount of toxins that we're exposed to today. And the reason that we wanted to do this show, too, I kind of want to just say before we get too far into this, that there are things that you can do. And I know a lot of people, you know, because we've done other shows on, you know, environmental toxins, kind of, you know, BPA. We've done some, you know, specific shows. And people get a little frustrated, like you're acting like we can't use anything. And I just want to preface everything we talk about today by saying we're just providing the information. Do with it what you want to do with it. I mean, we've had people before, you know, and not people come in as patients, but people in our own everyday lives who we've talked to about these things. And they're like, I don't want to know.
We don't have everyday lives.
Oh, but we do. We have a lot of people who are
sad, ordinary, normal people.
We have people in our, you know, even our families and close friends that we've talked to about these things that will say, I don't want to know. Like, yeah. I don't, and, you know, and if that's who you are, I mean, I always say, you know, if you're an adult, you get to do what you want to do, you know? I mean, like, and I don't ever want to push someone. I mean,
and yet our child does what he wants to do as well.
That's not true.
He kind of runs the house.
That's not true. But I mean, I am of the mindset, and I think most of the people who come in to see us are of the mindset that it's better to know, right?
It's always better to know.
Well, I mean, there are things that you can do. I mean, we're not talking about things on the show that we're like, you know, here, you need to be really scared about this and you're screwed. You know,
right.
Like, I mean, so,
right.
You know, yep. So too bad. But now, you know, add that to the list of things you're going to be, you know, worried about. No, I mean, these are things, you know, we're specifically talking about things that if you want a well-functioning body, if you want to age gracefully, if you want to still be functioning later in life, you know, and not be dealing with chronic disease and, you know, all of these chronic ailments that so many people are dealing with, these things are important because they really do play a role in how your body functions overall. And so that's why we want to do shows like this, because they're things that we can talk about that you can do for yourself, right? I mean,
yeah.
They're things, you know, we never want this show to be like, well, you know, you have to go and see someone and get all of this testing. I mean, there are certainly, we tell you when that's the case, but I mean, we're trying to provide you with things that you can do and be aware of that you can help yourself in your everyday life.
Yeah. So
off my soapbox.
I like the soapbox. That's information that people need to hear. So there's a nonprofit out there. It's an organization called the Environmental Working Group, and their website is ewg.org. It's a great website, great information. They look at a lot of different toxins. They'll rate different things for chemical levels and, you know, how healthy this stuff is for you. But according to them, there are 287 known toxins in the average newborn baby's umbilical cord blood. So that's crazy. They're not even born yet, and we're already pumping them full of toxins. And this is stuff, if it's in the cord blood, this is passing through the barrier into the baby. So this is something that I think everyone needs to pay attention to and understand, that we're starting out behind.
Right. And think, I mean, if a newborn has already been exposed to that many, how many have you been exposed to in your everyday life? Because a newborn, or, you know, I mean, before you are born, you are at least somewhat protected, right? I mean, like,
yes.
Not everything is getting in. I mean, but if there are that many in the umbilical cord blood that's passing to the baby, then, I mean, us as, you know, adults are exposed to far more than that.
Right. Well, I think that's part of why we're sick and we're fat. There's one particular patient that comes to mind. Bless her heart. We had a lady come in. It's been a few months ago, but she was having a lot of trouble being able to lose weight. And so we started doing, you know, we went through everything and we lined up, you know, her plan. We tested, we figured out, you know, that her gut was dysfunctional and her diet, we cleaned up her diet and she started exercising, and she'd already cleaned up her diet before. We tweaked it a little more and she still couldn't lose weight. And so I just looked at her and I said, look, remember on our first visit when we talked about these other tests that I think are going to be necessary, and you chose then that you didn't want to run those tests? I said, this might be the point where we need to run that test. So we ran the test to find out what kind of toxic load this woman had. She had gasoline additive chemicals in her body that were just off the charts high. She had high levels of toxic metals in her body. We started helping her detoxify those specific things because certain chemicals have other things that you need to do to get rid of them. And all we did was just steer her in the right direction, and she started getting these chemicals out. The weight just melted off this woman.
Yeah, and I know that we've had many others that's happened to as well. You know, I mean, and as far as, I mean, you bringing up her not wanting to run the tests, that happens a lot. And,
yeah.
You know, one of our big things when patients come in, you know, we get so many questions about, like, well, how much is this going to cost? And how much, you know, and we're like, we do everything individually. So we honestly... I mean, I wish that I could tell someone, you know, this is what testing is going to cost. But we honestly have absolutely no idea until we dig deep into what is going on with you, because we don't want to run something that's unnecessary. We don't have a standard protocol, because that would be a disservice to the people who come in. But my point with this is that we have a lot of times people, you know, we always say come in for an initial consult. You'll get all, you know, a bunch of questions answered, even if you don't want to go forward with any testing. But a lot of times we have patients who come in and they're like, OK, I'm not sure, you know, because if they have a lot going on, you know, there might be a few different avenues that, it, you know, we're thinking, OK, you know, we need to look in a few of these different places, because you've got things in your history that tell us that these might all be, you know, these different things might be an issue. And sometimes patients are like, I don't want to do all of that. You know, I want to let's start with this, which is fine. You know, like I said, our big thing is we never want to, you know, it's always the patient's call on what they actually want to run. But
I'll sit there and tell you, hey, guess what? We're going to hit a roadblock, and I think that this is where we're what we're looking at.
Right. And I mean, and that's our whole thing is we, you know, the reason why we spend so much time with patients during that initial consult is because we never want to run a test that isn't necessary.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times. We just had a new patient a couple days ago that was in, bless her heart, crazy memory problems. And she had her husband with her, and we were going through things. And as we were finishing up the consultation, he's like, oh, you know what? I forgot to tell you this. Oh, you know what? I forgot to tell you that. There were three or four things that he had forgotten to tell me. And I'm just like, okay, well, that changes some things. We've got to go this way now. We have to add here. These are some things that need to be looked at and investigated. So that's why we spend so much time, too, because not everyone's brain is allowing them to think linearly about this is what happened, this is the timeline, this is where I lived, this is what I was exposed to, this is what happened to me, blah, 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 on down the line. We're scattered and we're all over the place. Well, and then we hit these memories and it just sparks. I say something about whatever and it sparks a memory and they're like, oh, my gosh, I forgot to tell you this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, most people have literally never been asked to do that.
Right.
Right.
Never.
I mean, and they may have seen, you know, 100 doctors and most of them have never been asked to, you know, recount all of these things that could be an issue.
Right. All right. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about toxic waste in your body. You're listening to Wellness 101.
You're listening to Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So today we're talking about toxic waste. If you missed the first segment, we had a pretty good conversation there about, you know, patients and patient experiences and why it's important to test this stuff and little hangups that you can get. And I just mentioned that's a reason why people have, you know, having high levels of toxins in their body is a reason why people will have an inability to lose weight or they're just sick all the time. There's so many factors that come in when we're looking at the whole person. Right. And Aaron has just said we were talking about our consultations are long because we pull all this information out. And most patients will remember things at the end of a conversation or toward the end of our consult because they're just not used to being able to voice their opinion and say all of this stuff all at one time. They're just that's not how their visits go. Their 5-minute visit isn't getting all the information out that needs to be gotten out. So, you know, really, when it comes to these toxins, a lot of doctors just don't know. They don't know that this stuff is out there. They don't know that this stuff is harmful. They don't know that it can be tested. And then they also don't know how to get rid of it.
Well, I mean, like, if we really break it down, I mean, two of the most important things that you need to know if you want to cure disease, create health, you know, lose weight are the role of nutrition in health and disease, and the role of toxins and the importance of detoxification. And those are two things that we know because we've talked about this, you know, extensively with medical doctors. They aren't taught. They aren't, you know, I mean, they might go through
one little piddly nutrition class
right,
in school.
And that's it.
And they don't ever get any more than that.
And I think that, you know, a lot of people assume that they're going to go to their doctors and they're going to hear about this stuff if it's necessary, right? If it's important, then my doctor will bring it up. And that's just, they just don't look at it this way. That's why there is this functional medicine movement that we're a part of. I mean, that's why so many people are, you know, moving to functional medicine practitioners, because medical doctors, they're ignorant in this area. They just have not been, you know, had the education.
They haven't had any education.
Right.
No, they're brilliant in what they do. But I mean, if you don't know, you don't know. I mean, I'm not going to sit and be able to talk to someone intelligently about removing an appendix.
Right.
I know where it is. I know that it causes problems. I have no idea how to take one out. And that's the whole point. So, you know, when you're looking at stuff like this, make sure you're in the right doctor's office to be able to help you, because they're not all the same.
Right.
We're very different. So, you know, like Aaron said, later on in the show, there are things that can be done to help you detoxify. We've got several things that, you know, we've got a little list here of things that we're going to go through that can help you. But, I mean, helping your body detoxify is one of the first things that needs to be done. This detox every day. This is something we need to be doing. You know, it's little things like making sure you sweat and drink enough water. That sort of stuff is important. But the question before that is, what is the role of these toxins in our overall health and in our disease states that we have, right? These things are extremely important. And we have, luckily, there are scientists out there that are trying to draw these lines or connect these dots. And they're talking to the practitioner saying, hey, you know what? We're noticing that this is going on, and we're seeing, you know, these types of outcomes, and this is what this chemical does to the cell. And so then you have practitioners like us that extrapolate that information and say, okay, well, if that's doing that to a cell, overall, this can do this whole thing to a body. How do we get this back out? That's where I step in, and that's where my interest is okay, how is our body communicating, and what is this doing? So when we're talking to a person and we're going through their symptomatology, there are a pile of symptoms that happen to a person because they're not able to detoxify, and they've bioaccumulated this load of toxins. And that's a term that, like, some people use it. I use bioaccumulation. It's like you get exposed to something and then your body is not able to detoxify it. And so then you get exposed to something else, and you know, your level of toxic load just goes up because you're not able to detoxify everything. And then your level goes up because we're exposed to that 2.5 billion pounds of toxic stuff every single year, right? This is stuff that's in our land, air, and water. So we're exposed to this stuff and we're not able to get rid of it. So every year we bioaccumulate, and our cells and our body just gets bogged down in this stuff. And things that people complain of are simple everyday things that you may not be equating to the fact that your body can't detoxify. I'm talking about simple things like fatigue. You know how many people come to me and say, Doc, I am just exhausted. Huh. Well, that just opened the door to a whole pile of things. Now let's get in and really talk about where you've been and what's going on in your life. Things like muscle.
And it's not chronic fatigue syndrome.
Right. It's not chronic fatigue syndrome.
If you've been diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, you need to come and see us, because it is not a life sentence.
Right.
That's one that, I mean, those of you who've been listening to us for a long time know that's one that I was diagnosed with. And it's extremely frustrating because it just means they don't know.
Yeah, and the same thing is basically true with the next two things that I'm going to say, muscle aches and joint pain. They're going to throw arthritis at you, and they're going to throw fibromyalgia at you. Yeah, you may have arthritis, but most of the time people get diagnosed with arthritis and they've never had an x-ray to look at the joints to actually see if there's arthritis there, because I ask.
And a lot of times what is diagnosed as arthritis is inflammation. If we get rid of the inflammation,
right,
the person is able to function without pain. So it's just, you know, it's a different way of looking at things.
Some other things would be sinus congestion, postnasal drip, lots of sinus problems. We have tons of patients that come to us and they say, oh, I get a sinus infection every year. I have postnasal drip all the time. I'm constantly blowing my nose. Why?
Or on Zyrtec or Flonase.
Yeah, the only thing that helps is if I... Yeah, and so they're equating that it's allergies. It may not be allergies. It may be that they've bioaccumulated enough toxic material in their body that they they're past their threshold. Yeah. That's just where their body's deciding to break.
I used to think I had seasonal allergies. I was diagnosed with seasonal allergies, and then it eventually got to allergies all year round, which seemed odd, but that's what the doctor told me I had. I've not taken any sort of allergy medicine in years and years, because once you get, you know, your body working properly, you don't have those issues. It isn't the allergies most of the time.
That is accurate. Headaches. That's another big one. People complaining of headaches, all different kinds of headaches. And yes, occasionally people have a migraine headache, but it's actually very rare. People throw around the word migraine and say, oh, I have migraines. Well, I start asking, okay, well, who diagnosed you with migraines and how did they come to that? And then I have a series of questions that I will ask around that to figure out if they're actually having migraines or if they just have a bad headache.
Yeah. And let me also say, because, I mean, again, from my own experience, I was diagnosed with migraines. I was for a number of years on a preventative migraine medicine. I had an emergency medicine, and then I had a narcotic for if that emergency medicine didn't work. I have not gotten a migraine again since I have gotten well. I mean, these are things that I get it because, we're certainly not saying you should be living with migraines because they're awful. But I went through a diagnosis. I went through a neurologist who is supposed to be one of the best in our area who specializes in headaches. I was specifically sent for that reason, and I came out with three medications that I now know I didn't need. So take that for what it's worth.
Right. Then there is the digestive stuff, gas, constipation, diarrhea, bloating, foul-smelling stools. I mean, it's all over the place.
Heartburn too.
Heartburn too. Yeah, that can be on the list. Tons of people have some of those issues. Almost everyone deals with something along that line.
Yeah, unless you're diligent, and you've been actually, figured out what you're doing with this stuff.
Yeah. So then we get into sleep. Sleep's another one that's. So many people don't sleep. Either A, they don't sleep enough. B, they don't sleep well. They're not waking up feeling rested, ready to take on the day. The alarm clock goes off and they hit the snooze button 14 times. If you're a person out there setting your alarm at 5:30 because you need to be out of bed by 7, you have a problem, right? Go see someone and figure out what's going on with your system and why you're having such a hard time waking up. But then we have all the difficulty concentrating and brain fog. That's another one. People crave food at weird times or weird cravings. That's an issue. Then we have all the skin stuff. Rashes, eczema, psoriasis, canker sores.
Acne.
All of this stuff.
Or dark circles under your eyes, like puffy and dark circles. That's a big indication that, you may have toxins in your body.
Yes. And that you don't sleep. So if it's not toxins, then it's a sleep issue.
Right.
Right. So I'm guilty of that. I'm just straight honest. I have dark circles under my eyes because I sleep very little. But you can't conquer the world sleeping. Right. That's what I tell myself. And so it happens. It's stuff that you can deal with. But last but not least, before we take this break, premenstrual syndromes, that's another one that can be a toxic load.
Or other menstrual disorders in general. Yeah.
So, all right, we've got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what this toxicity means. We're going to talk about detoxification, what that actually means. And then we're going to get into some things that you can do to help your body detox. You're listening to Wellness 101.
You're listening to Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I timed that just right with the music or the singing coming in. Kind of threw me off there. So before the break, we were talking about common symptoms that people that have chronic toxicity often have. And it was a whole long list of symptoms. Trust me, pretty much everyone has had those symptoms or has something, you know, on that list going on. We left off a couple. One that I want to touch on briefly is bad breath. Bad breath is a big one. Especially if you have bad breath, you know it, and you're doing things to try to remedy the bad breath and nothing is working, think toxic overload. Think that, you know, okay, maybe I've got some chemicals in my system that I'm not able to detoxify, and that's creating this issue.
Right. And I mean, I know a lot of patients, this has come up, you know, where, you know, we've asked them, like, do you feel like you need gum or mints or something? And they're like, well, yeah, I mean, everybody does. If you're going to be talking to people, like, that's not true. I mean, I don't ever worry about it. I mean, it's just like if your body's functioning properly, you're not going to have, and, you know, you're taking care of your teeth and stuff.
Unless you're lecturing for 8 hours in a day and you're just not drinking in much water.
Right. It could be dehydration.
That happens.
It could be dehydration.
But
I mean,
most people aren't lecturing 8 hours at a time.
And it's, you know, it's still an issue. If it's dehydration, it's still something that can be solved. The answer is not, you know, the mints and the gum and stuff cover it up, right? Or if you're constantly using mouthwash or whatever it is. It's just, you know, it's not a pharmaceutical, but it's just another way to cover up the symptoms. Why don't we figure out why the symptoms are here? And that's really the whole point with this long list that we went through is, you know, what we talk about on this show so often is these symptoms are telling you something. It's not your body malfunctioning. The symptoms are there to tell you something is wrong. Like, here's an indication that, you know, your body is not functioning properly. So that's the time that you need to then go and investigate.
Right. So when we throw out the word detox, I think a lot of people just think, oh, we're talking about drug detox or alcohol detox, things like that. That's not really what we're talking about with this. We're talking about your body's ability to detoxify whatever comes in, whatever chemical compounds coming in. Your body has an inherent, built-in, innate system to get this stuff out of your body. And so if we're not able to, this stuff builds up. There's an example out there I heard one day that I thought was really good, and it was using a glass and water. And it was kind of explaining this whole bioaccumulation stuff that I was talking about in the first segment. If you pour a little bit of water in the glass, okay, fine. You've got room to pour more in. But if you just keep constantly pouring water into the glass, eventually you're going to come to the point where you overflow the glass. That's what happens to people. And when you overflow the glass and you overflow the body with toxic materials, that's when disease has set in. Right? I'm talking about diseases like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism, ADD, depression, insomnia, heart disease, cancer, all of these things, arthritis, all of this stuff is...
Right, fibromyalgia, autoimmunity.
Yeah, it's when we are just toxic. Our body's not able to get rid of stuff.
Also, Crohn's disease, things like that, like colitis, ulcers.
Yeah.
And another big one is menstrual problems, you know, heavy bleeding, cramps, PMS, menopausal symptoms, even mood changes and hot flashes. And I think it's really interesting that, you know, we know this about toxins in our body, right? Like, so yeah, you're filling up this glass and finally it fills to the top and you end up with, you know, these actual diseases. And what is the conventional medicine way of, you know, treating those? To give you pharmaceuticals that, let's face it, are additional toxins, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not natural to the body. And we don't even second guess that. And that's why it's so hard sometimes when, I mean, you know, we're talking to people outside of the clinic who, you know, and I really feel for them who have, you know, who are dealing with these things, but it's their way of looking at it is so different than how we would ever treat it, because they're like, well, I need to see my doctor and get, you know, I think they're going to have to up my medication. It's like, well, maybe just take a step back and figure out why I have it in the first place. It's how we are all brought up to think, right? And I think it's so prevalent that that's the way that you deal with, you know, I mean, if you have been diagnosed with, you know, one of these major diseases like Crohn's disease, you don't think like, let me investigate why I have it. You think, what can I take to actually get rid of it? And
mm-hmm.
that's why we're on the air. I mean, to say like, hey, there's a better way to do this.
Yeah. So I kind of want to talk about things that can contribute to this toxic load, this bioaccumulation. Just exposure to things like mercury and lead, chemicals from gasoline, so your petrochemicals, residues, pesticides, fertilizers, all of this stuff is stuff that we're exposed to. Mold, toxins from mold. We've done shows talking about mold. The standard American diet exposes you to tons of chemicals because it's just a lot of what we eat is just processed, you know, preservative filled junk. It's not actual food. Having, you know, the whole mental and spiritual toxins, the negative self-talk, being lonely or isolating yourself. Like Aaron said, medications sometimes can be toxins. And then our internal toxins, things like our gut bacteria, our, you know, fungus that may be inside of us, a yeast that's inside of us. Hormones being completely out of balance and building up and not being able to detoxify them. All metabolic toxins, you know, free radical damage from metabolism and not having enough antioxidants. All of these things contribute to this total toxic load or this bioaccumulation that we have going on. And it's just, there comes a point where it's just too much for our body to manage, and then we get sick. Right. Eventually, there's a straw that breaks the camel's back and we're just sick. And most of us don't realize that it's going on because it's not something that we're going along and all of a sudden we're perfectly healthy. And then all of a sudden we're sick. It's been this slow decline until all of a sudden we wake up and we're like, wait, something is wrong. I'm not able to function. Or a symptom gets bad enough that it interferes with our daily life. That's when people finally say, okay, well, I want to do something about it. But you can do this long before that happens. We don't have to break the camel's back to start working on detoxifying or seeing if you have exposure, right? You can be tested. Your level of a toxin in your system may not be like super overloaded, but it may be enough. And if you have enough small amounts of things, and you have a high number of these things, you have a toxic load that's increasing. You can do things to help decrease that load, to help you feel better, be happier, be healthier, live longer. Right? That's what we do. Right? So it's just we're all unique, and everybody detoxifies things differently, and so that's just. That's my two cents on, you know, a lot of this stuff, you know.
I know. And I mean, here you brought up, you know, like it, you don't have to reach the point where you've actually been diagnosed with something, right?
Yeah.
To learn if you need to detoxify or how to best detoxify, you know, what exactly you're dealing with. But I do know that in general, that's foreign to people. I mean, a lot of times when we bring it up, unless somebody has been diagnosed with something, it's kind of this like woo-woo, you know, kind of out there thought that you would actually do something to detoxify. There's a big difference with people that come in when they are, you know, looking to just, I mean, we have people who are like, I just want to get healthy and, you know, figure out what's wrong, figure out how to, you know, keep my health the way that it is. And people who've been diagnosed with disease. I mean, the thing is, they could have very similar toxic loads going on. It's just that, our ability to detoxify and how it expresses itself is going to vary in each individual.
That's exactly correct. And so, you know, there are steps to detoxifying. The first step is to identify what's there and get rid of it. You have to know what you're trying to get rid of. You can't just, there's just no magic thing of like, oh, this one thing detoxifies everything in the body. It doesn't work like that. We run through different pathways for detoxification. These things go different ways, and we've got to know exactly what's there so we know how to address it, right? I hope that makes sense. All right, we've got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some steps that you can do to improve the detoxification of your body. You're listening to Wellness 101.
You're listening to Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.
And welcome back, everyone. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about toxic waste buildup and getting rid of this stuff and why it's important to know what's going on. And right before the break, that's what I was emphasizing was the first thing you've got to do is figure out what there is in your body. What toxic load are you dealing with so you can then know how to best address it? That's where we have to start. So some things that you can do to benefit you and benefit your detoxification pathways and stuff is, first, drink clean water. That is a big one, is making sure that we are getting good, clean, purified water. There are several different purification systems out there. Use a good one. There's a lot to choose from. Making sure that you're eliminating. So going number two every single day. If you're not going number two at least one time per day, ideally two or three times per day, you need to do some things. You need to probably go back and start addressing your gut health because something is off. You need to be eliminating properly. You should be, you know, going number one a lot as well. Eating clean. That's another one. That organic produce. Organic meats, as much organic food as possible. Limit the amount of pesticides and hormones and things like that and antibiotics that have been put into the food supply, because that stuff gets to you.
Yes, and I think that that's something that really, I mean, I know that, again, in our, you know, lives just in general, we get a lot of flack for the fact that, like, we are picky about what we eat and not even so much, you know, with us, but I mean, we're really picky about what our son eats. But these things do matter.
I don't think that boy has had anything that's not organic in his entire life.
I mean, and we don't plan to. You know, I mean, it's, you know, will we reach a point where he goes out into the world and he's, you know, I mean, we don't want to, like, you know, limit his ability to go and do things. But when he's under our roof and we're choosing it and we're feeding him, why wouldn't we? Right. Like, I think that's really the thought, is like, because we've done the research and we know how much it does impact. I think a lot of people, it's so much easier to tell yourself that it doesn't matter, right? I think that, and a lot of people aren't worrying about it. And so we just say, oh, it'll be fine. Or it's just something people are trying to worry us about. And we're saying, you know, it does matter, and it matters to some people more than others. And if you don't know what your genetic makeup is and how well you're able to detoxify, it could be having a big impact on your health.
Yeah. So eating detoxifying food is the next thing. So lots of colorful vegetables. Again, organic stuff. Eat garlic. Really helps us increase sulfur in our body, so we're able to detoxify better. Minimize the amount of drugs that you're taking. Stay away from stimulants, sedatives, caffeine, nicotine, avoid alcohol. All of these things will build up stuff in your system. Move. You've got to exercise. There's nothing that exercise won't benefit. It's just so good for us to be moving. Avoiding white sugar and white flour. Gosh almighty. There are a lot of people, by the time they get to us, they're not just completely lost. They may be lost in how to get better and get back 100%. But most of the time they've already said, you know what, I've eliminated sugar, I've eliminated gluten, I've taken dairy out, and I'm still having issues. Well, we've got some great first steps going. Now we got to figure out the rest. Well, that's a great first step, is to get rid of white flour, white sugar.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why we bring it up so often on the show, is because it's something that you can do without us that right. could make a really big difference.
And it's super easy.
Yes.
So another one is to sweat. You've got to be sweating. We tell people sweat every day. Get out and exercise. Make sure you're sweating. If you're unable to sweat, you have issues. Find someone to help you. Find a functional medicine practitioner that can identify toxins in your body to help you sweat. Supplementing. Taking high-quality supplements is also critical. We just can't get everything that we need from food. It just doesn't work. Our system isn't that good to get everything that we need from food. And when people tell you that you can, they're just not being truthful. You just can't do it. And then lastly, relax. So many people come in and they sit down and start talking and it's just like, and they just get ramped up and I can see their shoulders and their ears. You know, it's like their shoulders have become earmuffs for crying out loud. And I'm like, wait, okay, stop. I want to break right there. I want you to relax, take a deep breath. We've got time. Let's just take our time going through this. And then I'll ask them a question about their family to just get their mind off the fact that they're so trained and so used to the fact that they are not going to get any time to tell their story that they just don't know what to do and they're just high strung. Well, that's a bit training, but it's also a bit of bioaccumulation of toxic load in their system. It's just ramping them up and making them a little more anxious.
Right. And I think that a lot of people don't purposefully relax, right? We zone out.
Yeah.
We get on social media or something, which may make us more anxious, right? I mean, or zone out in front of the TV or whatever it is, but it needs to be purposeful. I mean, it needs to, you know, and I'm not saying you can't get on social media or you can't watch TV, but it needs to be something that you're doing to relax.
But if you do get on social media, check out our stuff.
Right. Very relaxing. Oh, very beneficial for you. Doing it, you know, I mean, and some people, you know, we've talked about this before, but some people find like sports events as it's a great way to relax. Other people are so into it that it's not a relaxing experience. It actually makes them extremely anxious and it ramps them up. So you just kind of have to be aware of how your own reaction is to different things and what constitutes relaxation to you.
No, that's so accurate. So many people don't know what to do to have fun. I will ask people, what do you do for fun? And they look at me like I have three heads. They're like, wait, what do you mean? What do I do to have fun? Like when was the last thing you did that was fun? Some people can't even come up with anything.
But what's sad, and I know we've talked about this a lot, is that, you know, when you dig deeper into it, a lot of times they are spending a lot of time on like social media or on
and
in
then
front
you
of the
find,
TV or
and
something.
Then you find out in the conversation with them that's not actually fun. They're figuring it out. That's not actually fun. That's anxiety driven. They're just out there trying to, you know, look at someone else. And remember, on social media, people are posting their best moments. That's not life, right? That's not life. That's just a little snippet of what's going on for most people, okay? All right, that's about all the time we've got for the show. I really hope that you've enjoyed the show. There's toxins in our system. Hopefully you can work on ways to detoxify yourself and improve your overall health. If you want more information from us, find us online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com. You can give us a call. 314-293-8123. Shoot us an email. We're happy to hear from you. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, like our stuff, share our stuff. We put it out there just to try to share the information and get this education to more people. Hey, tell people about our podcasts and say, hey, listen to these guys. We're just doing it for free. We're just trying to get the information out there. So that's all the time. For Aaron, I'm Dr. TJ. This has been Wellness 101. Thanks for listening.
Wellness 101 has been brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health, your destination for functional medicine in St. Louis. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123. Men are never the same. We were shotgun love, we were shotgun running away. Yeah.
endless nights that we traveled, we stole. You let your clothes fall to the floor and lit a fire while I waited for more. And now I'm running and I won't stop. I don't wanna go, I think about it every day and night.